This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Dawn Lutz from the Montgomery County Recycling Program. Dawn, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tobin. Thank you.
We are here to talk about the recycling program, get a little update on how things are going, and also we wanted to promote the recycling program's having a big electronics recycling drive. Let's start off with that. Tell us a little bit about this year.
Yep. This year it's going to be held April 28th, which is going to be on a Saturday. We usually hold them on Thursdays and Fridays. But from some of comments, it's like, well, let's see if we can have it on a Saturday and see if more people can't turn out. And so we're going to hold it from 8 to 3 there at the Hillsboro facility. And like I said, you know, in January, the state put on a electronics ban. So there was numerous things added to their list, you know, mostly, you know, your televisions and your computer type equipment. So please, you know, anything that you've got laying around, bring it on out. We also add more things to our drive, you know, like cell phone type equipment, data type equipment like that, radios, even microwaves would be the only other thing. If you are not sure, please give us a call and we'll be willing to help you out there.
Now, you mentioned cell phones. With cell phones, I'm assuming just to make sure because of privacy and everything, that the memory card, the SIM card, or whatever you want to call it, is erased. So that way there's no numbers on that device.
Right. I mean, most everybody would take out their SIM cards. I would assume we don't check anything as it comes in. We put it in a box and it's shipped off to Carolstream. We will have data destruction sheets on site to let people know how they do take care of those, how they shred those, and they also welcome anybody to call them and ask them any information on how they destroy their the data and stuff, especially if, like, with your hard drives for your computers and that.
So. Okay, now on the 28th, let's talk a little bit about what will be allowed. Obviously, computers, the that's monitors and the base, or just the base?
Yeah, no. The bases, the monitors, your LCD screens, your mice, your keyboards, of course, any copiers, printers, faxes. Now, we're not just talking about the electronical equipment. They also have the avenue to get rid of the casings, the hard plastics, the metals and stuff. So if your computer is gutted out or whatever and you just don't know what to do with that, bring it on out. We'll take care of the metal part of that for you also.
With the printers, the toners have to be taken out too?
Yeah, we would appreciate that. But I mean, every once in a while we get one out there and stuff. So, I mean, don't fret if you thought, oh no, I forgot to take it out, you know, and that. One thing we don't accept is batteries and that. So if you could just make sure, like, batteries might be out of some type of electronic equipment that you have and stuff. The cell phones, though, that's another avenue. They do have a way of, to dispose of those. So if you want to leave those in there, that is fine.
And this is a way, to me, is a good way for the county residents to get rid of some of the old electronic stuff, because you and I, we've talked about this in the past, technology has changed. We went from a Palm Pilot to now the schedulers on your cell phone. I mean, it changes.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people don't know what to do with some of the old electronics that they have. This is a way to get rid of that stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll take anything. And too, like, a lot of people have troubles getting rid of their console televisions, you know, because they're so big and that, and there's not a lot of avenues out there to get rid of them. We'll take those for you and get those off your hands. We're starting to see a lot more streamlined things, though. Everything's getting a little bit smaller and a little bit thinner, and that as technology
keeps going.
Which is good. Yes, it is. But we're not, you know, not necessarily seeing a decrease in units, just a decrease in the weight of everything. And
so, now, with the changes, though, we mentioned earlier about the state of Illinois added new items to the electronic list that needs to be recycled. Is this a scenario where if the recycling facility is open and if you have, like, an old cell phone or whatever, you could just take it in there and then
unfortunately, we're not.
We're not at that point?
We're not at that point. We're going to have a couple drives a year to help people out to offset that. Now, you can get on your websites. I mean, I know a lot of people do have computers. Some of them don't. Call your local retail stores. They should have that information handy where you can take those things, who's open, who's not. You know, like I said, we will always put that information out there a couple times a year. If we ever get to that point, of course, we'll discuss that. But at this point, April and probably probably towards late fall, mm-hmm. beginning of fall or that, we will have another drive to help offset. If you need to contact me, you know, in regards to, okay, where can I take that? I would have to look that up. I don't have that information with me right at the moment, mm-hmm. and that, but there are other places that possibly around the county or close by that people may be able to get rid of them, like Springfield and that. So.
And this drive has grown. I mean, this is over the years, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I said, our weights are going to decrease, but the units that we're taking in are still comparable from where we started. When we first started, you're talking five semi-loads, truck loads of material. That has not decreased, you know, in the last few years. And we're looking for this one to be just as big. Even though we're having the one-day drive, you know, people, especially with the ban, are really calling a lot. When are you going to have the drive? When are you going to, you know, get this going and stuff. So this is really a great avenue for us.
And COM2's ready to go?
Oh, yes. They have supplied us, you know, with the Gaylords and the material that we need to collect all of the electronics and that. And they're super excited, ready for us to ship out to them. So.
And let's change the subject here. So mm-hmm. all the preparations for the 28th, we're ready to go.
Yep.
And we'll give the final hours and what sure. the contact information after in a little bit here. The Litchfield Recycling Facility, I know there's been action on that. The county board's approved a builder mm-hmm. for the shed, so at least Litchfield, hang on tight. You're going to yep. have a new building soon.
Yeah, in the next few weeks, hopefully, we start to look at that producing, you know, some walls, and which would be nice. Of course, as some people still are calling us, you know, wondering where they can take their material, please continue to call me. But there are containers currently out at the facility, 20-yard roll-offs. They are labeled. If you're not finding what you need, give me a call. We can always make arrangements for you to put them in one of the other containers and make sure that we know that material's there. We have gotten other unwanted materials, and which if people could just, you know, give us a call and say, hey, is there somewhere else I could dispose of this? That would help offset us having to pull that out of there.
How far back did that fire at Litchfield set you guys back? Did it set you guys back a lot?
It set us back, I mean, it relatively a couple of months worth of trying to get material bailed up, because we have to take on a different process when they bring that to us. Mm-hmm. Usually, you know, we're able to dump it in our pit and go. Well, when you're talking a 20-yard roll-off of material where people are just dumping whatever they want, you know, it's been relatively clean. I'd have to say 50% of it, but not like 90%, not like normal. And that when we have our drop-offs and stuff, people have been fairly good about that. But this really causes more trash and more stoppage at the baler when we should be processing and going, so we can get on to our other stops.
With the new building, security measures, obviously you and I have talked about this before.
Yes.
This is twice now that this has happened.
Right.
I'm thinking security cameras. Do we have security cameras installed?
Yeah, that is one thing we will absolutely be putting in there, is there will be security type cameras on hand. So if anything happens, but we also are going to have the avenue to be able to shut the drop off late at night and reopen in the morning if need be. The City of Litchfield Police Department has been gracious enough to tell us that they could shut it down and reopen it for us if we needed that option. Also, because of the fire was located in one of the trash barrels and stuff, we are going to be taking those out and fencing those in outside, so if anything should happen, hey, you know, just
with
the barrel that'll go.
With security cameras, that's a blessing in disguise, because you could send that feed to the Litchfield Police Department or to the county if need be.
Right.
So that way there's a backup plan.
Right. And the way technology is, mm-hmm. and that those can be seen on your computers from anywhere, and that you can centrally locate that, but the feeds can also be sent to anybody's computer or even your phone if need be. So.
Well, I'm glad to see that facility back up and operational, or soon to be back
yes.
up and operational.
At least no. an answer.
And we are coming to the end of the program. Don, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Best of luck on the electronics recycling drive coming up on April 28th. I know that's going to be another huge success for you guys. Anyone seeking more information on that, give us a number that they can call.
Yes, like Tobin said, April 28th. It's on a Saturday from 8 to 3 at our Hillsboro facility. And if you have any questions whatsoever, please give us a call at 217-532-2088.
All right, Dawn, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Dawn Lutz from the Montgomery County Recycling Program. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.